Wow, the sports season, college sports season is off and running. Finally. Boy, it's been a long time, too. And there's some changes. I mean, of course, we've already learned the last couple of seasons. You got to see who made it through the transfer portal and who's on what team. But also the whole idea of NIL and rewarding athletes. Yeah, you know, the schools always got rewarded, it seemed like, but the athletes didn't, and now everybody does. And now you can sit back and sort of play along. There's a Dallas-based company that just started up here fairly recently called Sportsmo. The CEO and the founder is Chaitin Feinstock, and he allows you to just sort of, it's like, you know, you tip your waiter. Why not tip the football team, right? Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So the way I understand it, so you've developed an app, and you've got an association with universities, and if I'm watching the game and I see a play that I like, I can like give them a buck or $5. Is it that simple?
It's that simple, and it is, you know, it's really about giving everyday fans an opportunity to donate small amounts of money to their favorite schools. Based on on-field play. So think about it as like a dollar for a first down or $6 for a touchdown. And that money goes straight to the foundation of the university and gives them the ammo they need to recruit and retain the best athletes.
So if I'm giving it to the foundation, then I can get a tax write-off on it, right?
You can. Tax-deductible donations.
And I mean, I can't give it to the quarterback, to the middle linebacker that made such a great play.
That's a very good question, and you cannot do that. That's prohibited by the NCAA. You can't reward players directly for on-field performance, and that's why the money donated through Sportsmo goes to the foundation of the school for the benefit of their athletic department.
That's an interesting idea. I mean, what's the reception so far? You've just started this out, but what's the reception so far?
The reception has been good. We're still in the very earliest innings of launching a very new idea into the market, and it is a new idea. This type of giving has not existed prior, and so it's on the one hand introducing it to folks, and they'll get the download of the app among fans, and then next is really training behavior, something new, having this easy button to donate to their school.
You know, it's fascinating. I know, so this weekend I watched poor Oklahoma State just get pounded by Oregon, 69-3. And it occurred to me, I would hate to have been sitting next to my old friend Boone Pickens while that went on. The language, I think, would have been astounding. But you're sympathetic, I gather. You are an OSU graduate, and this is one of the schools that has kicked off this thing, right?
That's right. I am an Oklahoma State alum, and I don't think T. Boone would have been very happy with the results on the field on Saturday. I happened to be at the game with some friends of mine, and I will say being in the zoo in that stadium with all of those rabid Oregon fans was special. It was only special
well,
for
good...
a minute, though.
Because, thank you for using that word.
But it was only special for a moment to kind of absorb that, you know, energy and the electricity in the stands. But that evaporated pretty quickly for the Oklahoma State fans that had traveled up to Eugene.
So tell me about, like I say, that they probably didn't pick up a lot of tips during the course of that game, I would guess. But tell me about the model. So let's use Oklahoma State as an example. So I see a play I like, and I'm a supporter of Oklahoma State, and I click to give it $10. For how much does Oklahoma State get, and where does the money go?
It's a really good question. Oklahoma State happens to be the very first partner school of Sportsmo. And why that's important is because as a partner, they will help me promote the app through their, you know, marketing assets of the university. That's emails, social media, even the players contributing to promote the app and seek downloads and use of the app. How the money works for a partner school is that first you have a transaction fee, you know, that's Stripe in my app. And that's, you know, that is an API or a a tool that many apps use
Yeah.
to process transactions through credit cards. And those guys get plus or minus 3% to do their job. After that, we split the money 90 cents on the dollar to Oklahoma State and 10% to Sportsmo to run the app, to continue to improve the app and do the marketing necessary to drive the success of the business.
So what, tell me the end game. How broad does this get? What do you envision?
So today, 136 schools, the FBS schools, are gamified within the app. And so fans of each and every one of those 136 schools can use this app to donate money to their school's athletic programs to enable their continued success. What I envision in the future is further gamification, including predictive data, so that you would know once you've made pledges in advance of games, what the likelihood of you giving, $15 versus $35 might be based on just anticipated results of the game. And what gets me really excited is gamifying other sports. And high on my list of other sports after football are men's and women's basketball.
That would seem like it would be a natural. And I guess the idea is, unless you're there at the sport, you need to be viewing this on television or streaming it or I guess listening on the radio. But that kind of that restricts you to some degree, right?
So the way to enjoy the app, certainly it brings people together, whether or not you're sitting on your lazy boy in your own living room, or you're at a sports bar, Christie's, on Greenville, or you're actually in the stands in Eugene, Oregon. Really, this brings fans together. It's just another new novel way to enjoy a game. So with friends, groups created within the app, you will enjoy and be able to see what your friends are doing or not doing
Oh, really?
as
You
it relates
can't. So
to
they have
donations.
that visibility then.
That kind of visibility. So there's a lot of transparency, not to the public, but with friends that you choose to,
Right.
connect with within the app. You and I would be supporting Oklahoma State. If you donated $6 for a touchdown, I would know it instantaneously after that play happened, and I would recognize you either with a GIF or an emoji, or I might even match your donation, which I think is kind of fun as part of the social aspect of this app.
All right, or give $7 to top me. I think I understand. So you have these. You've had a lot of dialogues, I would guess, with a lot of these universities. So what kind of feedback are you getting? Do they understand all of the portal and the NIL and all of the implications of this yet, or is this still a work in progress for everybody?
I think that athletic directors, if you talk to any of them across the country, are fully aware of the implications of the new demands for cash to, pay athletes for their name, image, and likeness rights for a season or two. $20.5 million is the new cap that was finalized as of June.
So we went
And
so 20 a school cannot spend more than $20.5 million. That's still a lot of money, but
That's a tremendous lot of money for just about every school not named Texas or Texas A&M or Ohio State. It's a lot of money. And these athletic directors, need to become more and more creative to driving revenue so that they can keep up. It's not only, TV rights and ticket sales. They have to come up with new approaches to raise money so that they can keep up with what is really an arms race for talent.
It strikes me that the pendulum may have come all the way. I mean, obviously the pendulum was the other way when SMU got dealt the death penalty for something somewhat more benign than what is now accepted. But on the other hand, there's this constant stream of players going through portals and trying to figure out, and a coach not knowing who's going to step foot on the field, next year. Has the pendulum swung too far?
I, you know, Like it or not, I think this name, image, likeness, and paying players is here to stay. I actually think that it does feel a little bit like the Wild West right now, but I think over the next several months and years, it will settle, and it'll feel maybe a little more like enjoying college football in the past. It's a pendulum that has certainly swung, but I don't think it's going to swing back.
Yeah, maybe back toward the middle ground or something. This is an interesting. I can see how this fills a certain gap and a certain hole. We wish you a lot of success with it. That's a lot of school. I didn't realize you had that many schools already. That's a lot of schools.
Yes, it's great to be able to bring it to such a broad audience of fans. And now it's my job and my team's job to make sure that fans, one, know about it,
Yeah.
download the app, but also load their wallet and start to spend their wallet in small transactions. Like I said, $1 potentially for a first down, or $6 for a touchdown, and connect with friends through this app.
Yeah,
So the kind of
I'd feel
groups
terrible.
that you would like put together within the app would be the same people that you're having a text string with on Saturdays during the game.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it small. I would hate to put them over that $20.5 million cap. I don't personally. I don't want to do that. We'll watch it. We will. Like I said, we wish you a lot of success. We're talking about Sportsmo. The CEO and the founder is Chaitin Feinstock, our guest today. It's good to have some time with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for the time, David.
Thanks for more of a conversation. Go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.